This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
We are back. Your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Look at this story. Paris Climate Summit. Hackers leak login details of more than 1,000 officials. Well, it was 5 years ago at the Copenhagen event pushing world government again that we got the Danish text, the documents. And it was all how the third world was to be shut down with crippling taxes that were almost double what the West would pay. So it was all sold as class envy, wealth redistribution, and it is wealth redistribution from the very poor, the blue collar, the middle class, the upper middle class, the nouveau riche, the wealthy, the ultra wealthy that aren't on the inside group. That's why big oil companies like Dutch Royal Shell and BP, and of course Goldman Sachs is an oil company as well, they're big in oil, they are the top funders of the global warming fraud. Paris Climate Summit hackers leak login. Oh, I'm sorry. Bill Maher told you that I was funded by the oil companies. He also put up a headline saying that I said cancer was good for you. I never said that. So, see, this is what we deal with, and this is the deception they engage in. Private data, including emails, usernames, and phone numbers of 1,415 delegates posted online by Anonymous in protest against arrest of activists. Now, they banned free speech in France and Germany. Hackers have leaked it. Anonymous, the hacktivist group, hacked the website of the summit organizers, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, and posted names, phone numbers, and usernames and email addresses and secret questions and answers onto an Anonymous publishing site. Anonymous claimed the attack was an act of protest against the arrest of protesters on a climate march. Yeah, they even have the leftist, you know, astroturf groups out there calling for world government. They even get arrested. Climate activists organized a peaceful protest, said the demonstration was hijacked by a small group of anarchists, probably paid by the globalists, who clashed with police. All public protests have been banned in the city since a state of emergency was declared. That's called martial law. After the terror attacks nearly 3 weeks ago, which the government helped set up and helped create. Isn't that just special? And then here's another report here out of Wired magazine, and they spin it like, oh, to control the outcome. No, they're running the show. So I'd tell people this 15 years ago. People didn't believe me. Now it's all admitted. This is Wired magazine. Hard to believe it's in Wired magazine. The fossil fuel industry is helping bankroll the Paris climate talks. You might not expect fossil fuel companies to pay for a conference designed to shrink their industry, but in Paris, that's precisely what's happening. See, they have to spin it now. Oh, this week and next, roughly 40,000 diplomats, that's parasites, activists, policy experts, and journalists are gathered at the French capital for a round of high-stakes negotiations aimed at slowing climate change. So they just state the fraud. Slowing climate change. What does that mean? Now it's not global warming or global freezing. It's change. They've got to stop winter from coming, or summer. It's so evil. Never. Is it true, Mommy, that the conspiracy theorists said we always had the seasons? Yes, they're evil. We never had seasons before. Everything was like a golf course in the spring. But, Mommy, isn't it spring a season? That's a thought crime now. Just be quiet. They're packed into a regional airport that is described by our climate desk partners. They have a climate desk at the New Republic. Has been converted into resembles a cross-stream United Nations headquarters building, Disney World's Epcot Center, and a natural history museum. And then it just goes in to mention how Google, 3M, Puma, IKEA are corporate sponsors, but also the big oil companies. And they're there helping. And the spin is, they just get where all this is going, so they've gotten on board. No, they were on board from the start. You know who owned Occidental Petroleum? He got it from Arm & Hammer. I mean, Al Gore is one of the biggest oil company owners in the world. Oil wants to shut down coal, your cheap energy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I look in the mirror. Always wind the magic here clear. Political correctness is all about. Don't use words that might hurt people's feelings. Don't have contact sports. You might get hurt. Don't climb a mountain. Don't write a song. Don't give people A's or B's. Don't give people trophies because it hurts other kids' feelings if they don't win the trophy. Really, all you're doing is creating a jellyfish.
You know it's true.
You know it's true.
Oh, oh, all these things.
They come back to you. I look back on all the most horrible things in my life, and they were all the best things in my life. Experiences that were hair-raising only made me stronger. Nietzsche was right in all of his insane ramblings. There are some nuggets there that are totally true. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. We're going to go to the ground in Austin, Texas here in a moment. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go to William, Tim, Kim, Noah, Adam, and others because our crew is ready to go right now, Jakari Jackson and others down at the Capitol. And then we will continue, as I said, with your calls and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to and a bunch of Donald Trump clips I haven't played. We'll get to those as well because that was really an important interview. But not just what he said. It was also how the media responded, misrepresenting what he said and what I stand for. Just like they're misrepresenting this jihad attack out in California in San Bernardino. It really shows the new levels of deception and false reality that these people are going to. Now, I had other questions I meant to get to with Donald Trump yesterday about banking reform, the Federal Reserve. A bunch of those questions came in. I didn't get to it. I was also going to try to get into the fact that you can't just bring people in and then surveil everybody. You've got to stop jihadis coming in. You know, he says use surveillance to stop them. The truth is that surveillance is already in place. And, you know, stuff like, hey, I'm a militarist, but I'm against the Iraq war. You know, some of these statements I don't like. That's why I've said I agree with a lot of what Trump says, not all of it. But here's what I do know. He's not Hillary Clinton. Sworn enemy of free speech, sworn enemy of the Second Amendment, sworn enemy of Christians. He's not persecuting Christians with the IRS. Neither's Ted Cruz, neither's Rand Paul. I'll take any of them or any combination of them over Bernie Sanders. And I don't get into lesser of two evils. But let me tell you, I learned a big lesson not supporting John McCain in 2008. And it wasn't that he was even good or that he was even going to win. It was going to be Obama. That was the heir apparent, the whole establishment behind him. I just hate Rhino Republicans so much, and McCain's just as bad as Obama, probably worse. He wouldn't have gotten anyways, but I should have been up front saying, if the establishment wants Barack Obama, you know he's going to be bad, and you know that McCain's a ringer. And I did basically say that. I mean, I kind of was more against Obama than McCain, but it's impossible when they run somebody like this. I mean, I saw an article today in the Christian Science Monitor, at the Christian Science Monitor breakfast. You know, again, you talk about a pentagram, an inverted reality. McCain, in fact, I sent it to you, Nika. I don't know if you printed it. I didn't see it here, but I didn't go over all the news today. There's so much. And there is McCain saying, we have an emergency plan in case Trump gets the nomination because we know he'll lose and it'll hurt other Republicans across the board. That's what happens when you run a bad candidate. This is the guy run as a dead fish against Barack Obama. There it is. Without naming names, John McCain frets about top GOP ticket in 2016. And then you read it, and he's talking about himself. Trump is a strong candidate. He's focused. He's unapologetic. He's pushing all the right buttons. If he's the real guy he says he is, he could be the next Ronald Reagan. And not that Reagan was perfect, but at least he didn't try to gut the country. Now, I say get rid of these speakers of the House, get rid of the rhinos, get people elected at the state level. That's the real way to win. But also, if we can get a decent president in or take control of the Congress, I'm all behind that. And look at the whole system against Trump. I mean, I don't completely trust him, especially up front. But more and more, especially in private conversations, and I'm just going to leave it at that, I've never had people this high level sit there and point blank tell me the stuff they've told me. And I just really have trouble believing that the Trump camp would have told me things they told me if they weren't for real. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And I will probably be going up to New York soon. But the point is, or somewhere else on the campaign trail, to have a private meeting with Trump. He invited me up there. But people know this country's being killed right now. They know the country's going down, and it's hitting a crossroads. And we just got to decide which side we're on. And that means Trump has to decide, and everybody else does. I mean, do we really want to join the globalists bankrupting and gutting this country? I don't think Donald Trump wants to do that. And I think he's a big enough egomaniac, and I mean that in a good way. That's what just men are just like that. They just call being dominant, being aggressive, crazy. No, that's normal. That's what built this country. And I think he's a big enough egomaniac that he thinks he can save this country. Well, if he thinks he can, and we think he can, and we work together, maybe it'll work. And if he becomes a guy on a white horse and acts like a thug, he'll fall so fast it'll make your head spin. That's where I stand. I know Hillary is bad. I know Bernie Sanders is as bad as it gets. Now, joining us from in front of the Tannenbaum, in front of the Christmas tree, down in front of the Texas State House, is Jakari Jackson. And I would also add, he's down there with Joe Jennings running camera. We're talking to some of the crowds. There are moves, lawsuits in Texas to remove that, to remove nativity scenes all over Texas, even from churches that are private. The atheists don't want to look at it. This is happening all over the country. The governors had to basically pass laws and sign executive orders blocking the state removing nativities. The governor also, as Jakari is going to be reporting tonight on the Nightly News from the Capitol, has also filed a lawsuit over the refugees that Jakari went and reported last week on, 300 of them at one high school alone, my alma mater, Anderson. So that's coming up as well. But Jakari Jackson's across from the tree. He's been talking to some of the locals, and you know they're now asking the question in NBC, did the jihadis attack because they saw a Christmas tree at the health department, Jakari? I mean, this would be comedy if it wasn't so sickening, Jakari.
Jakari Jackson reporting in Austin, Texas, documenting the war on Christmas. Yes, as you say, Alex, they have been coming after the Christmas trees. I saw that clip that you were alluding to on MSNBC. They were asking, you know, what set this guy off? You know, was it some kind of trigger at a holiday party? Whatever set this guy off set him off long before he entered that holiday party, Alex, that Christmas party. The guy had body armor. He had homemade explosives. He had his guns off his armaments ready to go. He was just looking for the opportune moment to bring those out.
That's right, Jakari. And I know you're going to try to talk to some crowds, but there's not folks really out there right now after the lunch hour in front of the Capitol. But I just can't believe we even have to report on the fact that there are lawsuits trying to remove the Christmas tree behind you. I mean, these people really are about dominating culture.
Yeah, they are, because the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, he actually had to come down. That's one of the good things I can actually say about the guy, one of the few good things, is he came out, he said, I want the Christmas trees and the nativity scenes, all these things to remain in the state of Texas. And as you're alluding to, Alex, it's been all over, not just here in Texas. There is a story in Virginia that's been in the news recently. The VA in Virginia is now banning Christmas trees in their facilities. They're even saying that you can't sing Christmas carols or anything that's even remotely related to any type of religious ceremony.
And in Germany and in Italy and other places, they're trying to ban kids having Christmas carols, even at private schools. Outdoor Christmas parades are being canceled in case someone gets offended. My God, how did we turn into this Soviet state overnight?
Well, it's always about if somebody is offended, somebody is offended, but they have no problem trying to offend Christians or allowing Christians to be offended, taking their rights away, taking away their holidays and festivities, having kids in class stomp on the name of Jesus and do all these other things, but they wouldn't dare do that to a Muslim student.
And again, I agree. I'm not against Muslims themselves.
No, I'm not against Muslims either.
I mean, absolutely, but why do they get special treatment? I just don't get it.
I don't know. It's everybody's a protective group except the Christians or any type of Christian festivity. Now, if it was anything else out here, people would have no problems with it. We've seen in various places the satanic temples and all this stuff going on, these satanic holidays, different things going on. Nobody has an issue with that. Nobody tries to cancel those. But anything related to Christmas, no, they can't stand it.
Whoa, Jakari. Whoa. I am so freaked out right now. I'm going to skip this network break, and you can go across the street and try to talk to some of the folks on the Capitol grounds. Jakari, they just canceled the Christmas tree lighting, and the governor has in California canceled it because of the mass shooting believing it may be offensive and trigger more Muslims. It is now the Christmas tree's fault. This is the Sacramento Bee, Jakari, on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, let's put it back up and I'll give the headline out. Brown cancels Capitol Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Decision follows mass shooting Wednesday in San Bernardino. This is all on purpose, Jakari. This is running up the white flag.
I mean, it's completely ridiculous to blame anything except the individual's actions. Farouk and his new wife, I mean, they decided to make these decisions to go out there and kill people, to throw pipe bombs at the police and all this other. It had nothing to do with Christmas or Jesus or Christmas trees or anything like that.
But they weren't terrorists with pipe bombs, though. Just everything.
That's another ridiculous thing about it, Alex. Even if you don't call it Islamic terror, can you at least call these guys terrorists? They're running around. They had a premeditated attack. They killed, I believe, 14 people, wounded several others, shooting at police officers, doing all these crazy, heinous things, and nobody wants to call them terrorists. That's exactly what they are.
Well, the governor wanted to change it to holiday tree lighting, and then because of that, he's just canceling it altogether now. I mean, these people aren't crazies, though. They want to learn to ban our speech. They want to set the precedent that if they can take Christmas away, they can take anything away, Jakari. And I don't want to hear the super hardcore Christians, the Pharisees out there. And I'm not blaming them. I get their point saying it's not even Christian. It's a Germanic Tannenbaum, you know, and it's not. Who cares what it is? We don't mean it's satanic. It's a pretty tree. We're talking about Christ, lights in the sky, you know, the wise men, all of it, the nativity. The point is it's under attack. Like, I don't even like Halloween. Folks know that. It is occultic. It is bad. But if folks want to try to ban it on colleges because they say it's politically incorrect, we have to defend people's rights to celebrate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, as you keep saying, as they keep chipping away against our free speech, they're telling kids on college campuses what type of politically correct costumes that they can wear, which is completely ridiculous. People can dress up like witches and ghouls and cut people's heads off or pretend to do that thing, but if you dress up like a cowboy, they call that racist and offensive. It's completely ridiculous.
And it's designed to be as wide as possible. Jakari, you're out there on the ground. You and McAdoo did this, I think, last year, and most folks said, no, leave Christmas alone. If you go to UT, though, they'll be more whacked out. Maybe go there later and compare and then see if folks want to ban Christmas. But now you've really got the question. California has banned the Christmas tree at the Capitol, and the lighting now is not going ahead. They're not lighting it up because it must be hurtful to people. So say California is restricting the Christmas tree at the Capitol. The decision has just been made. Do you think it should be removed here to not hurt, I guess, radical Muslims' feelings? I don't see a ton of people out there, but I see some. Are there some folks you can probably go talk to, Jakari?
Yeah, there's a few people. It's not very many people out here today, but we'll go and try to talk to the people who are on the location.
There was a lot last time. Okay, go ahead and walk across the street. We'll come back to you in a few minutes, Jakari. Thank you. Folks, I can't even deal with this anymore. I mean, I know it's supposed to be extreme to say ban the word father and mother, boy and girl, and ban Christmas trees, but, I mean, give me a break. This has got to stop at some point. The whacked-out crazies that call themselves liberals are the most twisted, mentally ill people I could ever imagine. And everybody knows I'm not about the left-right paradigm. I'm a libertarian. I have some views you could call liberal, a lot that are called conservative. But under Obama, I've seen Democrats, as part of the plan, the same thing in Europe, this new phase of liberalism is so crazy, all I can call it is Jim Jones cult. I mean, you talk about Jim Jones cult. This is classic cult programming. And there's a total assault on freedom of speech, freedom of association, just normal thinking processes. Our children in these schools are being taught how to be mentally ill basket cases, jumping in phantoms that don't exist while their basic freedoms are being destroyed. Here is a news clip about the tree. And they even spin it like it's no big deal, like he will now not light it. It will now not be lit. They're removing Christmas is what's happening. I hear this war on Christmas thing 15 years ago, and I was like, it's not that bad. No, it is. It is a war on Christmas. Here it is.
there was this dispute, and I wonder if there's ever going to be any resolution in terms of what that dispute was about that happened before the suspect stormed out.
Yeah, I think we're going to get the details at some point, but we don't have them yet. You know, understanding, of course, that there's many dead people here, the victims, as well as some of those who were shot and are in critical condition. I think we will eventually get some indication on what that dispute was about. This was a holiday party. Maybe it was called a Christmas party. I mean, there's so many potential triggers here. It's really unclear. But I think the most important thing is to circle back what Joe says. It doesn't add up. This clearly was a planned out event.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't rush home, get the guns, have the bombs already made, have the tactical gear on without having some sort of plan.
I guess
the question is, was there something that caused that plan to happen yesterday, or was that something that was going to happen? And
so now, until we forget about this, they're going to spin it that they don't know if it's terror until we forget. That's just what they do. By the way, they're getting the clip about the Christmas tree being banned. That was the other clip. I misunderstood that. Let's go back to Jakari Jackson, who is in front of the Texas Capitol down there on a windy, chilly day. Beautiful day out there. Wish I was out there with him. And maybe he can walk over and talk to some of those folks sitting having a picnic. Jakari, is it the last man on earth, or do we have some people down there at the State House?
It was just a few. We plan to get over here, walk, and talk a little bit. Maybe we can start moving that way now, see what people have to say about the Christmas tree.
Now, don't say Christmas tree. It may be a trigger. Here we go. Jakari Jackson, you take over.
Excuse us, folks. We're just asking people what they think about the Christmas tree out here. Do you have any thoughts or opinions?
I didn't know there was one.
California just banned it.
Oh, there's one right over there.
Oh, okay. I think it's nice.
Well, you know, because of this very unfortunate shooting that happened the other day in California, they're actually canceling the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. How do you feel about that?
I want Christmas trees to be lit.
You want them to be lit?
Yeah, regardless. This had nothing to do with that shooting.
That's a very good point, sir. Thank you so much. So, as the gentleman said, it had nothing to do.
Notice those are older folks now. I guarantee you go to UT, you'll probably get half the people, Jakari. If it was in California, it'd be 9 out of 10, who will say, actually, get rid of the Christmas trees. They caused the murders. And then even if they're not Muslim, they'll probably say something like, you know, Allah Akbar or something. This is so trendy, Jakari.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's always the people who have lived through things that actually want to fight for the rights that they have. It's the younger people that we often find are willing to throw those rights away, not understanding that they're there for a reason.
Well, that's right. And, you know, some of the old folks push the police state, and they do bad things, too. And a lot of young people are either really awake or they're not awake. But it's true. It is young trendies of every race, color, and creed that are space alien weird when it comes to getting rid of rights. You know, like, let's put all the gun owners in slave camps. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. We've seen them do all kinds of things. Like you said, let's take away the guns. Let's put them in FEMA camps. All the other type of shenanigans we've seen people calling for. Let's ban water, all those things. So it's the kind of default response is just if you don't understand something or you don't like it, just turn around and ban it.
Well, I mean, Jakari, notice those people right there didn't even believe you at first. Because that's a normal response. I can't believe they just canceled the Christmas tree lighting because of the shooting.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're letting these guys win, you know, because they say it's related to a Christmas party, which, like as the gentleman said, had nothing to do with Christmas. This was a sick individual who had been planning this for quite some time. He was just looking for the opportune moment to strike. It had really nothing to do with any type of Christmas festivity.
And good guys with guns took him out. We're going to break here in a few minutes. You can shoot your man on the street in your report on the refugee situation. But let me bring this up to you, Jakari. You went out to my alma mater, Anderson, last week, where they have 2,000 students, 300 of them from Syria and Iraq, almost all of them Sunnis, the paper reported, 600 total. Now Obama won't tell the governor or other governors where he's putting them. A lawsuit's been filed. Can you believe it's gotten to this point where Homeland Security is calling our reporters in New York at jihad areas and knows where they're at and knows their numbers, even though those aren't public with NSA systems, but then they won't tell the governor of Texas where the, quote, migrants are coming from or where they're at?
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. I had a chance to talk to a Syrian girl last night on the nightly news, and she made the very good point that I've been echoing as well, is if we would just leave people alone in their own countries, if we weren't sending jihadis and drones to places like Pakistan and Yemen and Syria and not doing all these horrific things, people would be happily content to stay in their homelands. They're being forced out of there because of policies of the Obama administration. And after Obama uses your tax dollars to go tear up a country, he wants to use more of your tax dollars to bring people here. But in coming full circle, they would stay at home if he hadn't messed up their countries in the first place.
Absolutely. I just got a text message from a great famous musician, and hopefully he'll come on the show because he sends me texts, and I love talking to him. He's been on the show before, and he makes a lot of really great points. He says, you're nailing it on calling this leftist totalitarian power grab as a Jim Jones cult, dead on. It is a cult with all the earmarks, denial of reality, selfish bootlicking, veneration of false god, and a death wish. Jakari Jackson, great job down there on the ground. I know you're about to shoot a person on the street. You're about to cover the whole situation with the lawsuit over the migrants, over the refugees, and more. And we'll see you back for the nightly news tonight. Jakari Jackson, thank you.
Thank you.
There goes Jakari from the Texas State House. We're going to come back and go right to your calls. William, Tim, Kim, Noah, Adam, and others. Stay
We're
with us.
On the march. The empire's on the run.
And Joe Biggs is coming.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there's this quiet Cleveland's cold.
And so the story ends, we're told.
So the story ends, we're told. I do need your prayers, it's true.
Merle Haggard.
Stay with you, lefty.
He may have the best voice in country.
He only did what he had to do.
Problem is, he didn't have the best writers. because I was reading it off the screen from about 15 feet away and didn't scan the whole article. And then they had another article up that looked just like it. It was all mixed together with a whole bunch of stories on screen about banning Christmas trees and lawsuits taking them down and, you know, Starbucks coffee cups and all the rest of it. Brown saying he didn't do the lighting out of respect for the victims to not go ahead and have an event and that they'll have the tree lighting. So that's good. I'm actually glad they're not that insane. The problem is they're taking Christmas trees down all over and restricting them. And we did find other headlines, other articles that were more clear. That story of the Sacramento Bee was not very clear. There's Fox News. Brown cancels Christmas tree lighting ceremony after San Bernardino shooting. I'll tell you what the big scandal is, though, that we know is happening. And that is them trying to blame the right wing for this yesterday, trying to say it's not radical Islamists that's involved. Well, here's the headlines at Drudge. Terror eyed as couple slaughters 14 in California. That was known this morning, the New York Post. Muslim killers recently traveled to Saudi Arabia, radicalized terrorist link. Well, they're really Wahhabist killers. And I'm not lionizing the Shiites. It's just almost every terror attack we've seen has been Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian types. And the lady's from Saudi Arabia. He's from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. Radicalized terrorist link with IEDs, tactical equipment, throwing pipe bombs at the police, but not a terrorist. Can you imagine if you or I was running around doing this and throwing pipe bombs and blowing stuff up? It'd be terrorist. If you were black or white or Hispanic, it'd be terrorist. But because it's politically correct, they want to bring these folks in to create an even bigger crisis to take our rights, they want to cover it up. We're going to your calls in 60 seconds, but I just want to briefly say, we are offering free shipping across the board. I've decided to extend it out until the 18th, basically 15 days from now. If you order by the 18th, books, videos, nutraceuticals, the InfoWars Power Station. Have you guys bring one of those in here, please? Thank you. If you do that, it's guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas in the lower 48. Now, if you order in the next week or so, you can get it in Europe, you can get it in Hawaii, wherever. It's just that the 18th is the day where it's going to get to you before Christmas. Free shipping. InfoWarsLife.com. We have a bunch of specials that are running there right now. 30% off BrainForce ends tonight. Try it out for yourself. Regardless, you're finding the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. $9.95 colloidal silver, the leading competitor of the exact same stuff, is $24.95. 30% off X2 Nation Iodine, 20% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, and free shipping. Deals like this don't come around very often, and the profit we do make helps fund this operation, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, this is a good problem to have, but we only got 1,000 of these. InfoWars Premium Power Pack Supercharged. We've now sold, I just checked during the break, in 4 days, or 3.5 days, half of these. These will sell out by next week at current sales rates. It'll be a few months until I get more. It's the InfoWars Premium Power Pack for $119. The exact same unit, that's just private label by us, sells for over $150. Leading competitors that are even bigger, don't have as much power or as many plugs or flashlights, cost $140-something. And we could sell those. We could sell 10 different units of these. We got the very best with the best performance, best reviews, the latest cutting edge, to then cut it to a price no one else has it for, not even Amazon. The InfoWars Premium Power Pack, supercharged. Free shipping as well. You cannot beat this deal. It's in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. The third the size of a briefcase, its own jumper cables internally. This is high tech. And I have used it personally on my car a month ago when I left the lights off with the beta unit, you know, the original unit we approved that hadn't come in yet, you know, the mass shipment. So InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And be sure and support our local affiliates as well if you want this broadcast to continue expanding against the enemy. And you're the reason it's doing that, your prayers, your support. You notice I'm getting more hardcore, more focused, more reports. Our reporters are all up in their game because the enemy is moving fast. This is a key time in human history, and we're not going to just sit by while this is full tilt boogie and wish later, sucking our thumbs, we'd have been in the game. We're in the game now. We're taking action now. We're fighting now. We're committed now. We're ringing the alarm now. We're taking action now. We're trying to stop the Civil War now. We're trying to stop the crash of our civilization now. We're starting to try to stop the globalist one-world government now. Now. We're exposing forced inoculation now. We're exposing the open borders now. We're exposing their plan to get our guns now. We're getting people elected to state houses and to federally and internationally now. UKIP's the fastest growing party in England, the UK, and Europe. Totally patriot now. We're taking action now. We've got people skydiving into world government events as publicity stunts now. We're with hackers, information that leaks to us, blowing their secret plans wide open and sabotaging globalist operations with military precision and savage glee. Now, we're operating like a pack of gremlins on board their fleet ships, ripping the equipment to pieces and burning them to the ground politically. Now, we're hitting them hard. Now, we're not backing down. We're going full tilt. William in New York, thank you for holding. I really appreciate that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Good afternoon, Alex. I'm calling on an article that I read yesterday. And, you know, one thing, I know that you had the interview with Trump, and I saw it. It was great. I read this article, and it's called, by Yahoo Politics, by the way, Can Donald Trump Be Stopped? Now, one thing that kind of set off a red flag three quarters down on the article. It states here from, you know, a quote from CNN, Stephen Collison, saying that Trump would present the Republican Party with a dilemma whether to accept a potential nominee who may fear could stumble in a general election or to try to install an alternative, perhaps in a coup, at the party convention in Cleveland that might enrage the GOP base and tear the party apart. Now, I can't believe that they will go to that extent. I mean, would they really show their face and show America and the people that they are really, really willing to commit to just wipe away the political process and put him out, you know, just by, it's like, you know, what is this? You know, a military coup? They're going to take out a president or something? They're going to take him out, with, like, even if he's elected in the primaries by the people, and if that's who they want, they will buy.
No, I've seen articles, and I've seen mainstream TV shows that say, if Trump gets the nomination, they may not just give it to him at the RNC, and they're allowed to do that now. Now, are they doing that to make us love him so we go after him? I mean, the psychology, there is reverse psychology here, but I'm pretty sure that's not what's happening because the way they've been lying about him and everything else, plus the rhetoric he's saying is so accurate on so many fronts. All I know is this, he's saying the right things, and until he double-crosses us, he's better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, what does your gut tell you about Trump, William?
Well, like you said, you know, it's best to just go with the flow, see what happens, and, you know, I don't know. He doesn't sound too political, to be honest. He sounds like a man on a mission, and he sounds like he's going to be going forth to try as hard as he can and fight the wave that they built in Washington to bring us back to somewhat a stable country, you know?
Well, that's right. He doesn't have to be an angel. All he's got to do is not want to wreck the country. Listen, this country's been so wealthy, so powerful. We have so much innovation. If they just don't shut our power plants off, we can compete with China. I mean, we literally have bowling balls tied to our feet. We're like a boat at the boat dock, chained to the boat dock, and we're like dragging the boat dock through the ocean, through the lake. Cut the chain. Cut the rope. We will surge forward. The globalists want a managed economy. They want to dominate us. They want to control us. All we've got to do is sever that, and literally economy will explode. But see, then they can't dole welfare out to us, dole select jobs out to us, dole out select government jobs. They want to be the people controlling the purse springs. God bless you, William. Let's talk to Tim in Wyoming. Tim, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Glad to get on the air with you. I wanted to mention a few things. I was actually taking notes while you were talking to other guests or other with Jakari and various other people, but you said you said to Jakari, you're about to do a person on the street. I just wanted to clue you in that you accidentally said something politically correct.
No, I was being sarcastic when I said that. And then there weren't a lot of folks out there, so I'm going to let him do it for the news tape just because, you know, it's more inducive to getting a bunch of the clips together instead of him wandering around between each group of people. We'd rather do it live if there's a big line of people, but again, it's just him walking 50 yards every time he talks to somebody. We went ahead and scrapped that, but he's going to be doing it tonight on the news, you know, taping it, obviously. But yeah, that's a good point.
Right. I just wanted to make that, you know, kind of throw you a little jibe.
No, you're right. It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere, and I realized I said it when I said it.
Right. The real reason I called in, I wanted to talk to you about this climate change and terrorism supposed combination. Now, the question I have is, who are the climate terrorists? Wouldn't that be the people that are telling us? I mean, I say they're climate terrorists, but David Knight used the term crony climatism, which is pretty good. But I mean, they are climate terrorists because they're telling us the climate is our fault. It's not the sun. It's not anything real. It's all whatever they say.
Yeah, they're telling us we're the terrorists. They're telling us we're guilty, and they're going to organize things to stop us and organize civilization around demonizing the human condition and human activity. And then they claim the jihadists are attacking because of climate change without a shred of any proof. It's total horse manure. The Western governments brought the jihadis in to overthrow Syria.
Right.
I mean, they are the authors of what's happening, telling us it's our fault because we caused climate change and caused the terrorists to attack, by extension saying we're terrorists. Yes, it is total buffoon-level false reality fraud. And they put out dead postulates on purpose because they cannot be debated because they're so stupid. It's like saying Porky Pig from the moon pee-peed on the earth, and that's why the terrorists attacked. I mean, how do you even debate that? You know, it's just totally stupid, but they have unified media and red carpets and jumbotrons and attack helicopters and jets flying overhead and surveillance blimps with eating caviar saying, you can't have food, it hurts the earth. Literal Marie Antoinette may not have said, let them eat cake, but Obama sure did. Hollande sure did. And again, people say, well, this is over the top. It's meant to make us rebel. No, it's not. It's meant to dominate and break our will. See, we're awake and upset. But to the average zombie, they just get more conditioned, more prepared. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, right, of course. Now, you use the term zombies. I agree with that. I mean, I like the term mind control zombies because mind control by television, by mainstream media, by newspapers, by magazines, by whatever the FedGov, so to speak, umbrella or the globalist umbrella throws over our face, puts in front of our face so we don't see reality. They throw that at us. I use the term lemmings, basically, because lemmings will flood over a cliff. One lemming turning and going the other direction is unheard of. But I think that the lemmings today, I mean, we're headed towards the cliff, and there's no boat at the bottom for us to land in. I like the boat analogy that you used earlier, chained to the dock and can't go anywhere. But what about the people who are behind us in the boat while we're trying to get away? We're trying to row away and get to the shore of freedom, so to speak. And they're standing behind us with axes chopping through the bottom of the boat. So we think, what about those people? We need to throw them overboard. They're pretending they're with us. They jump in the boat with us, and they say they are. They say, oh, yes, we're coming along, and we're going to bring these hatchets along so we can chop down trees and build new boats when we get to the other shore. No,
that's what they do. Because they're in central control, they see any other wealth we have or any other independence or freedom as something they don't run. It's why power companies have been caught. Especially big oil and the wind companies lobbying to ban fireplaces and lobbying to ban cook stoves and lobbying to ban barbecue pits. They're just making a monopoly on energy where we're totally controlled by them. It's called enslavement. It's called domestication. It's called domination. It's called being made absolutely dependent and kept as a prisoner. Thank you for the call, Tim. Noah in Oregon, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. This is my first call. I can't directly connect yesterday's shooter to the information I'm going to provide, but when you paint the background with the facts of what's been happening in San Bernardino County for the last 3 years, it's pretty suspicious. The album is. Where
now, wait a minute. I'm going to let you have the floor here, sir, but are you telling me you believe the Fort Hood shooter, an admitted jihadist who talked to the head of Al-Qaeda for 2 years and killed 14 people, that that was a terror attack? Because you're a conspiracy theorist if you say that. I'm going to ignore the logic, the facts, the admissions, and I'm going to laugh at you like Rachel Maddow and say you're a racist. Okay, so it doesn't matter how many radical Muslims kill people. I have the moral control, like Karl Rove said. I control history, and I'm saying the moon is made of cheese. I don't care what you say, because I have a term, conspiracy theory, that makes me an intellectual god. Now, sorry, go ahead.
Well, that works, so they might as well stick with it.
Yeah.
The Al-Nur Islamic Center in Ontario, California, is one of the biggest mosques in the area. They attempted to expand in Chino in 2013. An appeal was filed claiming that multiple zoning issues were ignored by the local planning commission that had originally granted a temporary operating permit to this mosque. The appeal that was done by the neighborhood was successful, and the permit was denied. The Islamic Center chairman was quoted as saying in the local paper, "I believe that the issue is not the septic tank, but rather Islamophobia. They think Islam is going to come to their neighborhood, and it's going to destroy their culture. This neighborhood, for some reason, doesn't like us. Otherwise, why are they filing one lawsuit after another, wasting their money, appeal after appeal?" In 2015, after that case was completed, the local neighborhood came together as a group called Source, Save Our Unique Community Environment, an anagram. They were an unnamed group of citizens that were listed as the plaintiff in a 2015 appeals case, claiming that they did not receive adequate compensation for various case fees, winning $19,176.
I'm going to come back to you briefly now to put a bow on this. Specifically, what are you saying you think really happened out there with the shooting? I'm sorry. It's not terror and it's not a shooting. What do you think happened out there in the liberal gift?
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit had been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units, but for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
I got wise.
You're the devil.
You're the devil in disguise.
And of course, the devil pulls off the disguise, what she looked like. Everybody knows Hillary Clinton.
You
Here's some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. Breaking, Saeed Farouk in contact with terrorists. Law enforcement claims he was radicalized. Well, no, he had pipe bombs, was throwing them at the police, and was wearing body armor and tactical gear and killed 14 people with his wife. And he just was in Saudi Arabia. There's nothing going on. Next, you're going to say that Paris was a terror attack. I mean, what these conspiracy theorists won't do. Did you hear Alex Jones? He said the jihad camp was on the moon. That's the kind of stuff they do, just all over the news, just making stuff up we didn't say. That's up on InfoWars.com. Up on Drudge, recently traveled to Saudi Arabia, radicalized, terrorist link, got his Saudi bride. And then look over here on the right-hand side, Obama administration plans executive action on guns now. White House gun control will deter terrorists. And we got female terrorists now, even though Obama said women don't attack and widows don't attack. We got all these examples, suicide vests, you name it. Now, Pentagon orders military to open all combat jobs to women. Yeah, you got to screw up the military as fast as you can so the computers can take over, so the robots can take over. So turn your guns in. That'll fix it, even though now it looks like he had police guns somehow. Wonder who on the department gave them to him. Same kind of folks helped smuggle the bomb on board in Egypt, blew up that Ruski airline, huh? You don't have to manufacture a jihad when you bring in a bunch of Saudis, get them all whacked out of their minds, all upset, put them in with a bunch of politically correct people. Man, it is a crazy time to be alive right now. Because let me tell you, the fact that they won't let the governors of the state police track these people. But my reporters yesterday, who are going to be popping in, who's hosting the fourth hour today? Anthony Gucciardi breaks down how fake fascism or fake racism helped fuel the latest mass shooting, the latest from Trump, and he'll take your calls. And we're also, I think Biggs is popping in, and I threw a hissy fit this morning. I came in, and not really a hissy fit, kind of pouted a little bit. And I said, listen, it's a big interview. I wanted to play outtakes. I wanted to play clips. I wanted to do some Donald Trump. I'm going to go to the next segment and take more calls, but right now, let's get to some of those Donald Trump clips. Here's one of the most important where he said he doesn't want to make Obama a martyr with only a year left. And you can argue that, but it won't make him a martyr if he's such a criminal if we bring him and his network to justice. So this is one area I disagree with Trump on. You need to go after him because it's what justice demands. And then we can put all this criminality on its heels because we may not have a year under what they're planning and setting up. Here is Donald Trump on the broadcast yesterday.
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to impeach Obama, they're going to end Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up.
It's killing everything.
55%. It's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it, and they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster, and if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of...
We got five or six other clips that Anthony will play coming up the fourth hour of Overdrive. Full interview, InfoWars.com. But Trump's kind of right in a way. I mean, I'm not saying I totally disagree. He's probably right that Obama is in such political trouble that a lot of stuff he wants to do is going to unravel. The problem is they're still going ahead with stuff, even though he's failing.
Look at this. GOP set to pass Obamacare repeal for the first time. Dems vow to make it painful. Force vote on guns. That's the Washington Times. Some stations don't care the fourth hour. It's InfoWars.com/show. Whatever you do, spread the word about our local AM and FM affiliates.